So let's start off with where are you moving to and to what kind of job are you moving to?
Sure. Moving to the city of Amarillo, and the position is actually Assistant City Manager over Development Services is the title of the position.
The difference between the responsibilities there and here?
Biggest difference is here I have responsibilities as a department head as well as kind of some executive responsibilities, and there it will be solely executive responsibility. So, for example, the planning department reports to this position, the utilities, public works, and so on, and each of those obviously have a department head that really runs the day-to-day business of those. So my job is more kind of the liaison between the city managers, the city manager and those department heads, and helping kind of coordinate their activities.
Something that you are looking forward to moving into?
Yeah, definitely. It's I've been able to gain over the last few years some of that experience here. This will be taking it kind of to that next level. So definitely something I've been looking forward to that kind of opportunity.
Last day here, first day there.
Right now, the plan is that I will work up until December 13th here and start on December 16th there.
And when did you start in College Station?
Started in June of 07.
You've seen then and experienced really the best and worst in the recovery of the economic cycle and your observations with more than 6 years here.
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty amazing. Like you said, when I came here, things were very much booming, kind of slowed down, never in this community, never stopped really, but certainly we went through kind of a little bit slower period, and then over the last 2 years, I think we've really seen it kind of take off to a whole other level, maybe in some ways even more than when I first got here in 07. And I was looking the other day, and I think in the 5 or 6 years that I've been here, there's been over $1 billion worth of new private investment in the area, which is pretty amazing when you figure in the middle of that, there was this national recession going on. So pretty amazing things that have gone on, and I truly believe here in College Station, that's probably just the beginning.
Which I'm guessing that may be one of the things you had to think about before taking this new position.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, other than, of course, the great staff that's here, certainly I had to take into consideration kind of the economic conditions between the two communities and what's going on. And, though Amarillo's economy is very different than the economy here, it's still a really strong economy kind of built on sort of being a regional center in terms of, medical uses, logistics, those types of things. So certainly not experiencing the kind of sort of university-driven development like we are here, but experiencing its own kind of growth. But, yeah, that was definitely one of the things I had to consider in the move.
Your work philosophy will still work out well, even though it's going to be applied differently in Amarillo.
Yeah, they're very interested in ensuring that the different departments and groups that report to this position are having kind of an open communication, coordinating their activities, as well as they just recently updated their own comprehensive plan, and so they're very interested in trying to make sure that all of those development service-related functions are aligned to succeed in its implementation, and those are things certainly I've enjoy doing here. I think we've met with some pretty good success in those, and that was kind of another opportunity to do that in another community, again, with its own sort of opportunities and challenges. And then they're doing a lot of pretty aggressive redevelopment of their downtown, which was pretty exciting as well, just a little bit different than here, but similar kinds of opportunities.
And while the core of each community's economies may be different, there are certain things that apply regardless of where you go.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really, I think, in a lot of ways depends on sort of the dedication of their elected officials as well as their staff. And from what I've been able to see, they're from the mayor to the council there are very dedicated and committed to Amarillo's success. And certainly the city manager, who I'll report to directly, is very committed to that. He's a lifelong resident of that area, city manager there for about 3 years. So very committed in that, and that was certainly one of the things I was looking for as well.
Talked a little bit about what successes you've had here in College Station over the years. What other observations about your time here?
I think, for me, probably, I think, you know, I've been asked that question a couple of times, I guess, what would be the, you know, sort of the best success or greatest accomplishment. And, you know, of course, there have been projects, but I think for me, I think the most significant accomplishment here was the ability to really form and lead the group of professionals and the team that I have. And they work so hard each day here in College Station to really make sure that, you know, this is a great place to live and conduct business. And that really has been the most significant accomplishment that I'm proud of here. And then, of course, when you get into projects and the things we've been able to kind of kickstart here with the BioCorridor and the medical district that I think will have, you know, benefit for the city for decades, obviously, are the kinds of projects that we're most, you know, that I'm most excited about here and most proud of what we've been able to do. And still a lot of hard work left on those. But I know we've kind of started the started down that path and laid that foundation so that they'll be successful as they move forward.
I also think you and your staff, in addition to what you mentioned already, you know, you talk about the explosion of development also in Northgate. There are neighborhood plans. There's the Wellburn annexation. All those things, I think, have in common not only were you and the staff involved, but being able to deal with all those various constituencies and all those different projects.
Yeah, I would agree. That's what makes the team, I think, so strong here is that, you know, we've been able to, you know, weather a very contentious annexation and fairly quickly turn that group into a positive relationship and really advocating for their neighborhood plan down in the Wellburn area. As you mentioned, you know, the things that are going on in Northgate and being able to manage kind of the evolution of that area from just an entertainment district into kind of a full-scale sort of urban environment, you know, the staff has been able to kind of seamlessly walk through those. Same with neighborhood plans and the different diverse opinions that we've got to bring together in those, you know, all the way down to working on bicycle and greenway type projects. I mean, that's what's been really fun about working with this staff is that all of those have their own challenges and their own opportunities, and every single time they've risen to that occasion, which has been really fun to watch over the last several years, and been great to kind of lead that effort as they've moved forward with it.
And being able to take those positive experiences into a new position and see how those things evolve.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was one of the things I think that made myself attractive to them was that they saw what our team here had been able to accomplish, and they're looking forward to me being able to help their team reach those same types of objectives.
Have I missed anything?
Obviously, I think probably the hardest part for me is just going to be this is just a great community. So it's going to be hard to leave here, but I think the opportunity to work someplace that, you know, maybe some of the same kinds of opportunities exist and can kind of grow into that are really, really positive. But, yeah, it'll be tough to miss, tough to leave and be missing everybody here.